I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Another story out of the gates here about a decent-looking woman for some reason deciding that she's going to have sex with a 16-year-old guy. This woman is actually a sheriff's deputy in Sacramento County, California. She's been arrested for allegedly having sex with a 16-year-old guy. 44-year-old Shauna Bishop turned herself in to police the other day. She was booked and then released. Authorities had obtained an arrest warrant. She could face charges of unlawful sex. She's a 5-year veteran of the sheriff's office. I guess she didn't meet the teen through her work, and everything happened when she was off duty. But still, I mean, she's an attractive lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fine. She would.
She's a good-looking woman.
Her eyes are too close, which leads to trouble.
That is a telltale sign.
Thumbs up there.
Yeah,
too close.
But not what you'd expect.
No,
at all.
No, it's just the
world's an effed up place these days. I mean, it always has been. It just seems like it's getting more and more effed up.
And you got a career. Like, what are you doing? It's crazy.
I hope that people that are getting caught more and more, maybe that it's always been this bad, but that just
now we're
people always got away with it.
Yeah. Mm. I wonder that too. I always wonder, I'm like, is that the times? Are they so disturbing? Like, is it worse than it's been, or did that just nobody know about all the stuff?
I don't know.
Did
you guys I never heard of a good looking female teacher being caught with a male student ever in my school career.
Yeah.
It seems like you can't go a day now without hearing a story like that.
All the time.
Yeah.
It is. It's crazy. I don't know if the times have changed or if just communicating the news has changed.
Right.
It's weird.
And now we can find out about it.
Yeah.
Where we never really.
It was
restricted to those areas before.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't know someone in that school. Yeah, or the newspaper.
Right. Yeah. Before the internet.
When none of us read newspapers at that age.
So you just didn't know.
You got to check the AP Newswire.
The thing is, I remember just there being rumors about different teachers, that new teacher's here because he did something with a student at the other school in the same city, and you just got transferred.
But it was always male teachers.
It was always male teachers.
You never heard about a female teacher doing anything like that.
No.
But now it's just commonplace.
Yeah.
So when the Queen hosted Donald Trump at Buckingham Palace, they dined on, I guess, steamed fillet of halibut with watercress mousse.
Okay.
Ooh, God.
And some new season Windsor lamb. But someone called Domino's, and they ordered a bunch of pizzas to deliver to Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace.
And Domino's bought it?
And bless the workers at Domino's.
They tried, huh?
That had no idea that was a prank call.
Well, they were like, you know what? Maybe Trump needs pizza.
If the Queen wants a pizza, we've got to give it to you, fellas.
It's Trump. It's a Trump thing for sure.
He loves our pizza, he does.
He won't eat any of that halibut.
Delivery driver shows up. Main gates of Buckingham Palace. Security said, there must be a mistake.
Oh.
The Queen hasn't ordered pizza today. The driver was actually stopped by two armed police officers. One of them radioed through to the control room just to double check to make sure the queen had not ordered a pizza. Yeah.
See, but even that, even they were like, you know, with Trump here, anything's possible. So
it's right.
But it wouldn't be the damn queen that called order.
You never know.
I don't know. Anything's got to be better than watercress mousse.
They said, sorry, sir, Elizabeth is the name of our queen, and she does live here, but we think someone is winding you up.
Mm-hmm.
Domino's told the paper they did track the order to a store in London where payment had been promised upon delivery.
So they didn't even pay ahead?
No.
Poor Domino's.
It was four large cheeseburger pizzas, by the way.
That makes sense. He likes cheeseburgers.
Yeah, he does.
Exactly. What would have been the real riot if it was one of Trump's sons?
Calling to order
pizzas.
Yeah,
like just making a prank call because they're like grown-up kids.
They are children.
You know, when they talk about these amazing discoveries, we always say, let other people try that for a while.
Yes.
Before, you know.
Work out the kinks.
Make sure it's
all
cool.
The time. Yep.
Because everyone was saying how poop transplants could be the savior.
Yeah.
This was going to fix everyone's guts, right?
Right.
We thought it was odd.
Yeah.
They said it was going to make you skinny.
They said it was going to cure things.
Yeah.
People were just eating poop left and right.
Oh, they're giving
pills,
poop.
Right?
It was. Yes.
But wasn't it saving some people? Like, I thought it was saving.
It was for sure. There was real positive signs. That's why we talked about it.
Yeah.
People who had irritable bowel, people who had all sorts of issues, they were being
poop saved.
By poop. By other people's poop.
Yeah.
They took healthy poop and they put it into people who had issues and it was helping them. Until someone dies.
Oh, it's all fun games till that.
So now, I doubt anyone listening has had a poop transplant, but if you have, 1-855-954-6969 is the number. 1-855-954-6969.
So it's the poop transplant, not the poop pills? Because there's a couple different
things, right? Of different things, because we did talk about that, too, where they actually put poop inside capsules and you could eat it to get it into your system that way.
Yeah.
But the Food and Drug Administration just issued a very serious warning for individuals considering a treatment where one person's poop is transplanted into another. And yes, they've proven to be incredibly beneficial for certain people suffering from all sorts of ailments related to their intestines. However, this FDA warning that just came out cautions people because two individuals received a fecal transplant and became seriously ill. One of them actually just died.
Was there something wrong with the poop?
Well, they say the FDA is informing healthcare providers and patients of the potential risk of serious or life-threatening infections with the use of other fecal matter.
So the FDA originally approved the method, and now they're saying, oh, wait a minute, someone died? Is that the case?
I don't know if they officially approved it.
It seems like you would want an FDA approval before you're like, sign me up for that.
It seems like these days the FDA is really fast
forward. Like, how are you supposed to approve, like, here's our idea. We got one guy. He's going to poop onto a plate.
Yeah.
We're going to mash it up.
Oh, right.
Put it in liquid. Right. And we're going to stick a tube down your nose into your stomach, and we're going to squeeze that poop in. What do you think?
Yeah.
You guys going to sign off on that?
Probably
I say
not.
Okay.
They probably were like, you know what? You have like a year and a half to test this out, and then we'll make our call.
So these were part of the test.
This is probably part of the test.
I would never do that.
Yeah, I don't know if they're tests or just...
But listen, all the signs were so good. It was saving a lot of people. Yeah. People who had... Like, they were going to die themselves unless the stuff in their guts like reset and it was fixing people.
Katie is in Boston. Katie, you've had a poop transplant, right?
Hi there, I have.
So what made you seek this out?
I know it sounds disgusting and crazy, but I promise you it is medically necessary in some cases. It was for me. I had 5 years of really heavy-duty antibiotics for Lyme disease.
Okay.
And my doctor instructed me to do this because it's really hard to get a proper fecal microbiota transplant through medical methods. through the insurance and everything else. They have very strict guidelines of how you can get one.
Okay.
So as long as you have someone close to you that can be screened, you can actually do it at home. I know it sounds disgusting, but there are YouTube videos. You can look up how to do it. You basically, you basically make your own enema. You get a blender.
No.
Yes, it's safe. I promise you it's
safe. Hold on. You took, so like me and Chuck, I take Chuck's poop, I blend it up, and I shove it up my ass?
You're lucky. You're lucky I'm here.
That's a nitty gritty way of describing it, but yes.
Okay, so you have to buy a blender for this?
Hold on, though.
You need to use that blender.
Because honestly, I'm going to be honest, in what I had read just from doing the stuff, doing this topic on the show a few times, I thought that the mix actually had to be to make it into your small intestines. Is that not true?
The further up that you can get it, the better. So you mix it with a sleep enema, so you're using the saline to make it liquidy and to get it up as far as possible. But if you have killed off all of your flora with too many antibiotics, anything that you can do is better than nothing, because if you orally take probiotics, the acids in your stomach burn off the bulk of the good stuff that you're taking in. And you can swallow millions of units of probiotics, but what you're actually putting up your rear end is billions, if not trillions, of units.
So who did you get? Did you get someone, like a family member?
Yeah, my doctor had a family member screened and guided us to the YouTube videos, actually.
Okay, wow. And so you did it just once? Is it just one blender of poop, or do you have to do it a few times?
You can do it continuously. It really depends on how each person reacts to it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information online, though, by legitimate people that have done it for medical reasons. I'm certainly not recommending that people do it just to lose weight or anything frivolous like that.
Well, sure.
Right. You got to have serious
issues. How many did you have to do?
I did a few, and it helped far more than the prescription probiotics that I was taking. There are prescription probiotics.
I found the YouTube video. You're right. It has all the supplies. The blender, the water, the enema, the poop.
Thanks,
and then
Katie.
One of the instructions is mix the poop.
My.
Like, it has a list of how to do it. It says mix the poop.
Yeah, it looks like it's about to be a cooking video, doesn't it? Look at that.
Sure. Wow.
That's a good time.
Oh, and there's a Tupperware full of poop. Oh, my God.
Don't go to that guy's house on smoothie night.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That's a lot, too. That ain't a little...
No, that's a big deuce.
Let's see if he does it. Let's see.
Yeah, he's going to do
it. Oh, are we going to see him blend it up?
He's getting his gloves out.
Lisa.
Yeah. No. I don't know.
Oh, there you go. You missed it.
Go back. Okay,
that ain't
here
no frappuccino.
We go.
No, it's not.
It's a crappuccino. Okay, so he's putting the gloves on.
It takes him half an hour to put the goddamn gloves on.
Well, you know what? You get it right.
I guess
you're
right.
Get the gloves on right.
I want to be
take all the time in the world.
Poop.
Here's a question. Hold on. Who's poops in the bag?
If you're making one of these videos, though, you don't use real poop, right? I get a Snickers bar, right?
No, you use real poop.
Like a brownie.
You can't get the gloves on.
I just wonder
if this guy sucks at gloves. Yeah.
You poop in the toilet and scoop it out, or do you poop straight in the Tupperware?
He knows nothing about editing.
Put the gloves on before you start the video. Who's poops in the bag? Come on. There's poop in the bag. Put gloves on.
Poop is in there.
Don't look in the box, man.
Oh,
he's got to take it off.
Up.
He had to take it off. Get the glove on, man. Whose poop is in that Tupperware?
Now listen. Don't look in the box. Don't look in the box.
What's in the box?
He's still dead.
My God. What's in there?
Okay, I think he's got it.
Just unleash the poop.
He doesn't.
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Oh, get away from the
box. Why are you putting it by your face?
It's poop for sure. That is poop.
It's poop. He couldn't even get it all in.
Oh, he's going to squish it. He's going to squish it with it.
Oh, he's breaking it up.
He's breaking it up with his hands. You dirty Andy. Are you okay, Andy?
No.
Are you okay?
Oh, he's touching everything. He's touching everything with those gloves.
Why did he have to use both hands to touch the turd? He could have done it with one.
Oh. look, he's trying to wipe it.
A weirdo.
He's going to touch that. Now you can't ever use that water jug again. He's going to touch it with poop.
Where did poop come from?
He's trying to put his glasses back up on his face.
Oh, he's touched poop everywhere.
Oh, he's talking blah, blah, What's blah. I don't know what he's like. Saying. We have the volume down.
I know, and we don't really
No,
care.
You can't hear it.
Oh.
There's like no sound.
No, it's just muted. Sound is
it's
muted.
Just muted.
Oh, whose poop is in the Tupperware?
Right. Milliliters over time. I reduce that amount
blah.
To...
Blah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. You got
poop. Just mix it. I want to see him mix it.
Oh, well, he's going to here.
Blend
here
it up. It took him 2 minutes, 2 hours.
Ooh, he put the water.
That is, and then a, that is a watery measure.
He's going to try and... Look at he's just touching everything with those poopy gloves.
Yeah, sucks.
You throw that blender out.
Oh, there he's at. Oh, he put it back in the Tupperware.
Oh, yeah.
What is he doing
is
now?
Is he
going
to get himself one?
I
he's
hope
not,
the demonstration
right?
ends.
Oh, my God!
He's on the floor!
He's on the ground!
He's in the animal position!
He's putting it himself!
He's in the animal position!
Who is he?
Is he?
Is he going in?
Who is it?
Oh. He had a garbage bag?
He made a math! He's getting ready to make a math!
Wow.
Holy cow.
That was a ride we went
Lisa.
On with him.
Don't do this. Guys, don't do this. I know it saved that girl's life. Don't do this.
Wow.
I think it might have been pure luck.
29 minutes it took him to blend up poop.
And put it in him.
Put it in
well,
himself.
10 minutes of putting the gloves
10
on.
Minutes,
I'm not taking advice from this guy.
No,
you can't even
no I'm not either.
Okay.
I'm not either. I'm hoping this isn't the video that they actually direct you to.
Well, this,
I hope it's more.
This freeze frame, it looks like Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber. Like, just the
yep.
look on his face.
Yep.
Man, oh, man.
Lloyd Christmas, PhD.
I had no idea that's the way it was done. I thought it was like in a medical facility.
Can I be honest? It's
Lisa,
not
just,
done.
Just
you shouldn't
kitchen.
Do it this way. The thing is, what that girl was saying is that in order to get it medically cleared, you have to go through all this rigmarole, and then they can put it down your you know, your
right?
nose, and it drips into your stomach, and that's how it goes through.
Really horrible, Ooh. Too.
But this way is like, okay, you can't Ooh. Go through insurance. You don't have that. You get your friend's poop, you grind it up.
So Kyle had a poop transplant. Kyle, did you do it at home like this guy?
Hey, Kyle.
No, I did not.
You did not. You didn't do an at-home poop enema transplant.
No, I actually went through a medical facility, it's called C. diff, and I went through multiple rounds of like antibiotics, and it just wasn't fixing it. And this was like early on stages of doing the poop transplant back in like 2014
yeah.
is when I did it. And I had to fly my old man down to where I was living. And yeah, he pooped for them. And then they basically what they said is they blended it up. And when they did the colonoscopy on me to see if anything else was going on with me or what else was wrong with me, as they pulled the scope out, they just lined my intestines with
your dad's poop.
Poop. Yes, with my dad's poop.
So he was like
a family member.
So, but it can be anyone, or do they have to meet certain criteria?
Well, yeah, like my poop has to be fresh.
It has to be a blood relative. It can't be, I mean, you can't get Chuck to do it for you or anybody on the show. It has to be like a blood relative. So if like your kid had it, they would go for like you or your wife or somebody that's closely related to you is how they do it. And yeah, they have to send in a poop to get tested to make sure that they're all right.
Right.
It was a wild process. It took me a while to do it.
I'm sure, man. Well, thanks for calling in. Glad your dad's there. I'm sure the Breister would donate his log to you if you needed it right
oh,
now.
Oh, for sure. I bet it's pristine, but...
Yeah. But the problem
I love
is...
I cakes, boy. I'll fill it right up for you, bud.
He'd have it all packaged nice.
He'd be so nervous. He'd be like, "Boy, I don't know if I can cross the border with that." Okay, but I'm like, "Dad, just whatever you do, you don't have to declare it. Just don't even say anything." He'd crack under the pressure. I got poop in a Tupperware. I got poop. That's what I got for my boy. I got a bunch of poop in a Tupperware right here for my boy. That's all I got. I swear to God, the golf clubs are mine. The golf clubs are mine. They're old. But I do have this Tupperware full of poop for my son to save his life and his butt.
For my boy.
It's for my boy. I love him.
He'd crack right under the pressure.
It's labeled poop for my boy.
That's what it'd be. Poop for Charlie. It'd be poop for Charlie. That's what it would say. That's my poop for Charlie right there. They'd be like, who's Charlie? That's my boy. He's on the radio. He's on the radio. Chuck the Freak. You know him, Chuck the Freak. I need to give him a poop transplant. You heard of my son, Chuck the Freak? I'll get you an autographed picture. Get you an autographed picture, I will.
Be gentle with that. That's for my boy.
He got me two shirts last year. It took me 7 years to get a shirt from my boy.
Oh, my goodness.
But now I got to give him my poop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So, if you're just joining us, we're talking about poop transplants, and the FDA has issued a warning now because one person died from this. So, obviously, the screening they put this transplant poop through is not enough, right?
No.
They've got to screen for other things they say that what happened was that bacteria infections happened in these two people caused by multi-drug-resistant organisms that occurred because of the poop transmissions.
You know what I think it is, too? When you're getting one of these, you're in bad shape already.
Yeah.
Like, you're in there. Some of these people are getting poop transplants because if they don't get one, like, they only have a few weeks to live type of thing. Like, whatever it is inside of them.
It's killing them.
It's killing them.
Yeah. So this person, the person who donated poop, it was transplanted into two different people.
And they both died from it. Or
but they had
got
a nasty
sick.
Strain of E. coli.
Oh, so like that's
that ravaged
just
their bodies.
Okay, but that's the thing, right? So
that's
if you know
medicine.
Dave has E. coli, you can't use his poop.
Right.
Yeah.
And so either Dave just didn't bother to tell anyone that
he
had.
It's not tested for E. coli?
Yeah, I don't know.
Seems like one of the basic things they'd test
I know,
for.
You'd think.
So Cody is in Boston. You worked in a colonoscopy unit, and you know how this poop transplant procedure works. What do you think, Cody?
Hey, guys. Hi. So if you have those issues with E. coli and stuff like that, yeah, you probably shouldn't be donating it.
Yeah.
But the whole idea of the smart poop is to promote the good bacteria in your colon, things like that, because we use it primarily to treat the C. diff.
Yeah.
So what we would do is we would go up with a regular colonoscope, and we would liquefy the poop, and then we would put it in your colon. And then we'd have you lay on your side for about like 4 hours or something like that, and then have a regular bowel movement. And I don't know the exact number, but it was like a 95% improvement rate for the people who got the transplant.
Well, it sounds amazing. It sounds like there was absolutely great benefits for most people who had this done.
What went wrong here? Like, do you guys normally test the poop before you blend it up?
So the poop we get is from a company. I believe the company's name is Open Biome, where they have donors, they have screening processes and all that. It's their own thing. It's a third-party vendor.
Right.
So could they be held responsible if a company like that let this poop through?
I honestly don't know. In anything you do with medicine and in the world, really, there's always going to be outliers and very, very rare chances of anything happening. You know.
One final question. Did the FDA, is this FDA-approved procedure?
I do not know. I wasn't a doctor. I'm not a doctor at all. So I wasn't really involved directly on it.
Right.
It was just an interesting procedure to watch.
I'm sure. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. So you got to hold it inside yourself for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, he works. It seems like you should go to an actual clinic and don't let the Jeffrey Dahmer looking man blend it up from a YouTube video and make
these people actually
went to a clinic,
right?
Yeah, but I think
something
fell through the cracks there, obviously, and some E. coli poop got through.
Yeah.
That's what killed him. And all the FDA is saying is, hey, you might get some bad crap and then you could die. Like, there has to be...
Yeah, but how is it not screened for something as basic as E. coli?
I know. That's someone that dropped, like the, somebody ball, dropped right? the ball. Someone dropped the ball and killed someone and people. All.
Trust me, as a dude who's had E. coli in his life, you don't want E. coli.
No.
No.
But especially if you're... Luckily, my system could, you know...
Handle it.
Yeah. Right.
If you're incredibly weak, you'd be done, which
is
obviously
E. coli something that, like, you get it, it goes away... Or do you think, like, even in your case, do you think...
It's still in there.
It's in there somewhere.
Part of me thinks it's in there somewhere still.
That's what I mean. Like, maybe you never get rid of it.
You know, I'm much better, but I always, like, I lost my gallbladder. I don't know. I always question
if it's all tied in. Well,
my immune system
was
destroyed. Destroyed. I would get sick every couple of weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
That is a scary thing.
That's from drinking poop water from the Detroit River.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Incredibly ill.
Yep. don't fall off a boat into the Detroit River.
Well, back in the day when it was like 98 degrees out and there was an incredible amount of fecal bacteria. Yep. The sewers were just draining into the river for a long time, right?
Delicious.
Yep. Goodness gracious. In other science news, this is also disturbing. Humans have started growing spikes in the back of their skulls. Why? Because we're on our smartphones so much.
What?
We got spikes now?
We're getting an antenna?
Press your fingers in the back of your skull just above your neck. If you feel a small spike, you may be among a group of human beings whose body has responded to smartphone use by growing new layers of bone. It's a phenomenon that has taken off. It's now known as external occipital protuberance.
It's just from your neck going down?
Yes.
Like looking down at your phone?
It was once considered rare. They say it's no longer rare.
Yeah, the damn thing grew out of control. I had to put a tennis ball on it.
He spiked me.
Yeah, he did. He was in the back of the theater there. He was behind me at a movie. You know,
he tore a whole seat apart one time with his spike.
Crazy, that neck spike I got.
They say they're seeing it most in people between 18 to 30.
So they're still growing like almost.
Yeah, it's when you're like growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I ain't getting no spike.
But of the group they just recently surveyed, 41% had the lump and 10% turned out had the actual spike. More common in men than women, too.
Man.
Our bodies are evolving with our smartphone use.
Yeah.
So in like 500 years, we're going to have just
we're growing an antenna.
Yeah, I guess it's cool.
I'm not sure if it's cool.
It's probably all part of their design.
Yep, yeah, I'm sure.
Well, they're going to use us.
All right.
Theirs.
A couple of fashion notes to talk about this morning. The first one I'm okay with. I'm not sure what catches the eye more about this bikini, how tiny it is or the weird clasp it uses, but it's a new product. It's called the Buckle Micro Bikini Top. It's basically a tiny bikini top that covers just a fraction of what most tops cover. And the clasp in the front is a big, chunky plastic one, like you'd see on a luggage strap or a fanny pack. There it is right there.
Well, they say this is all the... I read something that said this is all the rage right now, is that the big thing that this year's bathing suits are going to have is underboob. Hmm. That
yes.
the underboob is what's where it's at. So you'll be seeing girls showing off the underside
which
of their
amazing.
Boobs, which is all this is doing.
Right, but they're making fun of the clasp in the center of it.
Yeah.
It's super cheap right now. Basically, it costs you about $11 American.
Well, it's about $1 worth of...
you're paying for a buckle and a little strip of fabric.
Yeah, you just got ripped off.
It's probably so cheap because they have such an unattractive model.
Here's the thing about this... bikini top, it's basically for posing on the beach and on Instagram only. They say do not immerse in water.
Well, it's not going to stay on you.
No.
Yeah, the waves are going to take care of that right out of the gate. It looks like what I would wear as a superhero mask.
That'd be your style.
That'd be a look.
I like it.
That'd be a small. Look.
But Buckle Man.
You can check that out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. And while you're there, unfortunately, for years there, the trend in underwear was smaller, 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 smaller. A fabulous trend.
Yeah.
Now it's going the other way. In fact, granny panties fashion trend is here. Granny panties have always been around. Now they're becoming fashionable, I guess. They say high waist and coverage. They try to make them look sexy by adding lace, sheer, and fabrics.
Oh, boy.
But...
Oh, God.
That's terrible. I don't like it.
It is terrible.
Kim Kardashian and Rihanna have been seen wearing these... They say
I'm sure
they're
just paid.
A photo of Kim Kardashian. You know? That thing is like, they just CGI'd her. Like, yeah, she's all CGI now.
I don't even know if that's her real
might
body.
As well be in Star Wars.
Yeah, that's hardly any of her real look, but that is.
Like those white ones right there, that's a terrible look right there. That's horrible. You've taken someone who's pretty.
Yeah.
It's real bad.
And has parts and everything and made them bad.
No one should wear that.
No, it's a bad scene.
Pretty and has parts.
Yeah.
Pretty and has parts. Yeah. I mean, it's up over their belly button.
Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, it really is an unattractive look on women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No guy wants to see that. Ladies, if you think that's some sort of new fashion trend you want to be a part of, don't do it.
Mm.
We understand you like more comfortable panties sometimes. That's fine. But this is extreme and horrible.
Are the cotton ones that, like, so, like, you know, the ones that would be cut normal right there, so probably about 4 inches shorter, are they so uncomfortable that you can't live with them?
Nope.
No, I didn't think so.
Mm. Yeah, I think they're just fine. For some reason, this is taking off. And you can see them for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A person with a swimming pool, all this stuff kind of grosses me out. A new poll found 51% of Americans have used a swimming pool instead of showering.
Gross.
What? That does not work.
51%.
Oh, do you think they've taken... No, they haven't taken, like, soap in there or anything.
No,
they've
that's
their shower.
They just went in and they're like, the chlorine did it.
I'm clean now.
Yeah, I'm clean now.
I went in the water.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
No.
I always have to shower all the chlorine off of me. It's so dry.
Yeah.
For sure.
After I swim, I shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I'm hitting the swimming a lot. Yeah. I'm a good swimmer, but
yeah.
Pools are fun. Showers are lame, I guess. So people, 51% of Americans have gone for a swim instead of going for bathing.
That's disgusting.
With soap and water and stuff.
You imagine, too, finding out that's like someone who's, you've gone to like their pool, that for occasionally they take a bar of soap and just take a soapy pool.
No, it would be good for the pool.
It wouldn't.
Be really bad for the pool. I know, Chuck, you have a pool and you've got kids.
Mm-hmm.
One of the boys a couple years ago had like a pool party when they were younger. And there was a funk. There was like a layer of funk.
No, listen.
Kids got out.
God.
Baseball team party is usually at my house. And I'm telling you right now, like the day after... The pool can change a color. Like the pool, if you don't shock that thing after 12 people been in it.
Ew.
It is. Because kids are gross.
Yes,
yeah, they
are.
And they're running around, sweating to the max.
Mud butt and like all sorts of dirty stuff.
You know it.
Growing up, I had a really big friend in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And he wasn't allowed in our pool because he came over one time. And there was like a ring left in the pool. Like when you have a ring in the bathtub.
Oh my God.
Dad had to shock it. He was like, he's no longer allowed in our pool.
Oh,
so like when he went in, it was like the Exxon Valdez around him.
Yes. Yeah.
There was like a shiny ring of oil.
Yeah, it was gross.
Oh, that's gross. That's nasty.
The whole water got all cloudy.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
One kid contaminated.
One kid. Yeah. Yeah. It was bad.
Wow.
Not a fun weekend at home with Dad that weekend.
No, no. Because your dirty friend kid.
Yeah.
Created a whole problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've been there. I got to backwash the system as soon as those kids are in there.
As soon as the boys have anyone over, I treat that pool like it's ground zero.
Yeah. Yep.
I do not enter it for quite a while.
Yeah, the idea of pools is they gross me out, like unless I had my own or something, you know?
Yeah.
Because like even I used to love a hotel pool.
Okay.
It just messes with me now thinking about it, all the people in their feet.
Mm-hmm. I just see those kids, the same kids,
I see him in those hotel pools, and I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm. That water sometimes is like a green.
The last hotel pool I was at, there was like a lady, not kidding, there was like a lady breastfeeding in the pool.
No.
Oh, no. So, no bodily fluids allowed.
So.
What the hell, man? You're going to get, the kid's going to suck
and
back some
chlorine.
And these
kids were like, well, sure. You know,
yeah.
They're young.
They're like, Jesus. It's shocking to see breastfeeding
what
when you're a kid.
What is going on? Two, there's another two people there that didn't care who was there. They were going to fool around.
Oh, man.
In the pool.
Where did you go?
I learned a lot about right nature that week, weekend at the pool.
It was wild.
Here's how you make a baby, and here's how you feed one.
Mm-hmm. Just
a little lessons there.
Down the road a bit.
The modern day National Geographic, wherever you went.
Yep.
Here's how you pool shower. So pool showering, bad. Because dealing with all the gunk on your body uses up chlorine, so there's not as much of it in the water to kill bacteria. So you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's just not the same as actually bathing with soap.
Yeah, oh my God, it feels good.
They also found that 48% of us never shower before jumping in a pool. 24% of us go in a pool within an hour of having an explosive diarrhea experience.
My God.
Wow.
And 40% of us have peed in a pool as an adult.
Well, yes. Everybody in Dave's pool every time.
You bastard.
Everybody pees.
Don't be.
I didn't have explosive diarrhea and dive in, though.
No. You shouldn't. You're in no shape to be swimming.
I've
if you've
seen.
Just had explosive
this
diarrhea.
Is the time we're in now. I've actually seen that, like, at pools on the, like, no, you know, jumping in the, diving in the deep end, blah, blah, blah. No entering pool after diarrhea.
Oh, wow.
They just have to say
like,
it.
They just have to put it up there. I just saw that.
Wow.
How do you enforce that, though? That. You can't just be shaking.
Check
people.
Butts. How are you going to check butts, you know?
Let's see your butt.
You can't enforce it. That's the...
You have to. You're relying on the butt honor system.
There's no butt checks.
Got to hire a diarrhea inspector.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
The butt honor system.
Diarrhea inspector. What a horrible job that would be, you guys.
Put that on a business card.
What do you do for a living? I'm a diarrhea inspector.
I truly think the next time I swim will just be if I have my own pool. Because I'm okay without it.
Yeah.
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 Do you have a pool at your new place?
I do, but every time I try to go, it's the saddest thing ever. I get my like stupid little flip-flops on, my towel. I walk this walk.
Oh, that's right. You never got in there last year, right?
Yeah, there's like two fat ladies floating around in it the first time. And then the next time, I was like, sweet, I'm alone. And then like 25, like, eight-year-olds come hopping over the fence.
Yeah,
and
that sucks.
I was like, God damn it. Ah.
Yeah. I think with your work schedule, you'd have... Like, you'd have it to yourself.
That's what I thought, too. But I know those two fat ladies are quite unemployed.
That. I found it. I took a picture of it. Do not use pool if you are ill with diarrhea.
Oh.
Number 7 on the rules.
Number 7. That should be number 1 with a bullet.
Are you ill with diarrhea?
But yeah, like, there should be nobody in there. Yeah. It makes me so mad, these two Bebop and Rocksteady.
You think they'll be there this year? Maybe they won't
sure
be there.
Will.
Yeah.
Fun in the sun.
Did they wear like a two-piece or one-piece? Or
they go one-piece here.
Yeah, they go one-piece with a little dress
the
like
skirt.
Their
yep,
you giant ballerina.
Skirt.
It's like a bowling ball.
God,
doing
I
a ballet.
The skirt.
Giant ballerina.
Yeah, I was just like, I looked at them both and was like, nope.
Covers up my front bum.
Yeah, they do have front bumps.
So you know, okay. To some people, they would find that not intimidating because, you know, it's not like there's two smoking hot chicks there that you'd
oh,
like,
I just
no,
don't
I
want anyone in. I would just
smoking
be,
hot chicks.
Dean would be in there if there was two smoking
yeah,
hot
I would.
Chicks in there.
Yeah, I'd go back and I'd get a Dave and Chuck the Freak shirt first,
yeah.
And then I'd come back.
Hey,
all
ever heard
find,
this,
yeah.
Ladies? What are you?
Yeah. All I can find to wear. Down to my last shirt.
You'd be at the pool all the time. You'd be so tan. Be like, hey,
Jesus,
so tan.
What is going on?
Calling them Tandy.
Two hot chicks down at the pool constantly. I'm starting to. I think I'm cooking my brain.
Hey, Tandy, what's up over there?
Tandy, I am Tandy now.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Dude. How do you do it? You're a bronze Adonis.
Josh is with us from Howell. Hey, Josh. Good morning. How are you?
Tandy.
Good morning, Ripcord.
Good morning, Ripcord. To you.
So, talking about public pools, I was just at a hotel in the UP. I used their hot tub, and like a week later, here I am sitting with ringworm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Ringworm.
Of course, yeah, no.
UP hotel.
That's what happened to me. So you got to watch them hot tubs in public pools.
No, you don't do that. No. Shouldn't go in those.
No, put the pee in the UP. Guys.
All right, see ya.
When we went ice fishing in Canada a couple years ago, all the kids jumped in. There was a hot tub in the house that we rented, and they all got whatever it was. They called it Cades. They said it was Cades.
Cades.
Canadian AIDS.
Oh, my God.
But everyone was covered in bumps.
No.
Like, everyone of the kids was covered. But it happened, like, 2 days later. So, like, you didn't know at the time. You're swimming it up and whooping it up. And then all of a sudden, like, it started. It was, like, the day to go home. And Rowan's always the first one to get it. He's like, I don't know exactly what's wrong, but I'm starting to have bumps everywhere. I'm like, yeah, you are. I'm like, and then all of a sudden, it's like, yep, he's got them. He's got them. Yeah, oh, they're a mess. God. It's something. It's some kind of hot tub bacteria thing that you can get.
Someone said hot tub folliculitis. Is that it?
That's probably it. That's it. Oh, just
folliculitis.
It's nasty. You get bumps everywhere.
You do not want ringworm, man, because if it gets on your hair falls out.
Skin infection of the hair follicles that appears.
See the images of this.
After coming into contact with bacteria contaminated water. The infection is caused by the bacteria which lives in wet, warm areas, including hot tubs, whirlpools, and water slides.
Right, so they told us that it had all been cleaned out.
God.
So yeah, see their bodies? That's what their bodies look like. Exact. Oh, their whole, from head to toe, dude.
Oh my God.
Head to toe. Fun times.
Just a splish splash around.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Dude.
You don't want that.
Well, it's weirdly almost like chicken pox at first. And it was like the initial thing was, oh, God, what do you have, Rowan? And then it was like, oh, no, you went in that stupid hot tub, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, now you got Cades.
Walker's got to talk to you.
Yeah, oh, come here. Go talk to Walker.
Go talk to Walker.
Walker said I have Cades.
Oh, that's sad. People don't use the pool as a shower. Don't pee in the pool. Don't go in the pool after diarrhea.
They'll never stop, though.
No, I know they won't.
No, they won't.
It disturbs me. Speaking of showering, though, here's another quick how lazy are we update. Someone on Twitter asked the question, do you wash your legs when you take a shower? And after like a million votes, 1 in 5 people don't wash their legs in the shower.
Don't wash their legs. You're going to have some dirty knees.
80% say they do, 20% say they don't.
Every time I wash my legs.
I do it all sensual like a woman.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm almost.
Wow.
Yeah,
goodness.
Like I put it up. I have a little ledge thing.
Yeah.
I put it up. Ooh.
That is nasty.
Tell me more about washing.
Yeah, slowly wash it.
Those short, stubby, hairy legs.
Yeah. Rub the back from the butt cheek down.
Oh, God.
Tasty, white, hairy thighs.
Yeah.
Yuck. Need to wash them, or does the runoff from washing the top half of your body do enough, is the question.
There's dirt in there.
It's got to be, I would say, the runoff from the rest of your body. If you're hairy like me, it must do something, but it can't do everything. It doesn't even hit your full legs. Yeah. Maybe it would get some of your side of your leg. Maybe, if you're lucky.
A dermatologist said unless your legs are visibly soiled, you don't actually need to wash them.
Well,
soap running down your body removes most of the dirt and sweat on its own.
I'm going to still keep washing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wash your legs.
Wash your legs.
Wash your legs.
Wash your legs. I have a gut, so, I mean, my legs could be bone dry after during a shower.
I'm like one of those, I've got to get my legs in the water, you know what I mean? I got to make sure. So.
Back to the pool stuff for a second. Someone said got that hot tub folliculitis from an outdoor hot tub on my balls. All my ball skin peeled off.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
You got like a chemical.
Grandma got syphilis from a hot tub in Dubai.
Who hasn't?
That's at least in my top 8 weirdest sentences of all time.
Yeah, I've thought the same thing.
Like grandma got syphilis from a hot tub.
In Dubai.
I used to be a lifeguard at a SeaWorld water park. And if there was any bodily fluids, it was a Signal 92. We got a Signal 92. Signal 92. The lifeguards had to clean all of them. Working the kids section of the park was the worst, of course.
Sounds like a Nicolas Cage action movie.
Yeah.
Signal 92.
So the real question is, though, do you wash your feet?
Yeah, you gotta wash your feet.
You wash all your bits.
Of course. You have to wash your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never want smelly ass feet.
Between my toes.
You get in there. You gotta
get
in
after
there.
It.
I mean, it's not the easiest thing to do, and I'm getting to sure where I need it. A shower bench. Because I'm going to critically injure my head.
Got
to
sit your ass down.
But you got to get in there.
And while we're talking about people being gross, there is about 5% of this country that only changes their underwear every 4 days.
That's worse than not washing your legs.
I totally agree. 100%.
Way worse.
I think that's worse than not showering and jumping in the pool.
I think that if I wore the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row, they'd disintegrate.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Like, I really, whatever my body does to underwear, they need a rest. You need to go away.
What if I have to change my underwear multiple times in one day?
I've been there.
Sure. Like, holy
cow. If I go to the gym, I change my underwear.
Yep. Yeah, you got to change your underwear. Yeah, like after a day, it's like basically a bunch of plutonium was just in a pair of underwear.
Yeah, like if I nap and then I wake up and I have to like go to baseball, it's full redo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might not shower every single time, but it's a full redo of the clothes.
So look around at your coworkers. 1 in 25 of them haven't changed their underwear in the past 4 days.
4 days.
I think I could nail a couple people in this building.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. I already got a list.
Like that one and that one.
Our building.
Send in the diarrhea inspector.
Send in the diarrhea.
Yep.
It's diarrhea, all right.
Yep.
So 4.4% of Americans say they wear the same pair of underwear for at least 4 days before they change them. At least. Another 9% wear the same pair for 2 to 3 days. So that means like 14% of people, 1 out of 7, don't change their underwear every day in this country.
That's yeah.
And if you are wondering whether those people who don't change their underwear are showering, they're not.
Mm-hmm. No.
They only shower every 4 to 5 days.
Right. And the truth is, like, you'll talk to some, like a dermatologist will be like, well, that's fine because the natural skin oils are
You mean the
good
showering,
for-
not the underwear?
Well, anything. Like, yeah, I mean, there's always someone that's going to tell you that, well, when we were cavemen, that's mm-hmm. the way the skin was designed and it's better that way. But it's really, life is not better that way.
No.
My goodness. What do underwear smell like after 4 to 5 days?
I was at a horrifying, you know, like the kids have their little concerts
yeah.
that they have to put on. So I was just at one of those and someone was running late from wherever they were and they came and sat in front of me like about 2 little song and dance numbers in.
Did they bring the funk?
They brought the funk so strong, and someone beside me like went to the bathroom and then came back, and I know, and I was like, I didn't know them, so I was like, but I felt like I had to tell them, like,
it
hey
wasn't
man,
you.
It's not me, dude. It's right there.
That's the funk.
Was it like that? Was it like ass smell or like?
It was like a B-O-E.
B-O, that
oniony smell, and I mean, like, it must have been a radius of
God, so gross.
But it was hard to concentrate. That's how strong it was.
Yeah.
It was hard to
Sometimes
concentrate.
Sometimes that funk is overpowering.
Yeah. I was like, and then, you know, I don't know how long it took, but then finally I'm like, God, I think I'm just used to it, which is terrible. I just don't really smell it anymore.
I knew a guy that just, it was always like that, and it was powerful.
Yeah.
And it was like, he'd be like, hey, man. I'd be,
but like, you know, you're going to go sit in a crowd of people. Like a crowd.
Sure. But some either they can't smell it on themselves, which I think is the case sometimes, or they just don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I change my boxers every 5 days, and I don't wash my legs or feet, and I don't stink. I get compliments on how good I smell, and I don't even wear cologne.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I would just, whatever. I'd hate to
You're
say.
You're a revolting person.
Yeah, I would hate to, yeah, he's just going to tell you how it is.
He probably lives in his grandma's basement and
You're
never goes upstairs, so there's someone there to actually tell him he smells.
Yeah.
You still are revolting.
No one playing Fortnite with him has ever said he smells.
Yeah.
Linda texted us. She said, I won't shower for a month or two at a time, but I change my freaking underwear every day. I don't stink.
Whatever.
Man, you're got revolting. Parts. You got parts.
You got,
that need
you got
to
an
be,
ecosystem yeah, between your legs, lady.
Need
There's got
to
be
something
it.
To give it a once over. Give it a.
You're going to find a pterodactyl down there one of these days.
Someone said there's only one word used to describe four-day-old underwear, and that is dank.
Hell yeah.
Dank and gamey.
That's my
dank and gamey. I feel like
I'm not kidding. I feel like after a day, I could take my underwear off and then go like clean grease.
Oh, God.
With them. Oh, just, it's a grease, like perfect grease rag.
You could clean off Chuck. Little ducks.
Yeah, I'm like, look at this shine.
It's I got the oil off these ducks.
Yeah.
It's like
save some ducks.
Ew, I'm using that new vinegar cleaner?
Yeah, no, my Ooh. Underwear.
Oh, just your underpants?
Yeah, day old underwear.
You should market that stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of damp.
Oh, God.
Okay. Too much.
Swamp ass. Well.
Yeah.
And one more thing from this survey. They found that over 6% of people don't brush their teeth every day.
That's another thing you got to do,
dude. You can tell that people don't brush their teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You eat food.
Mike, who's in the shower right now, said, we live in a disturbing world.
We
Mike,
do.
Yeah.
Mike from the shower.
Mike from the shower.
In the shower commenting. Taking a shower right now.
This lady makes a good point. No shower, no underwear change equals no more BJs.
That's another thing, too. You want it to...
I know, I read it.
Did you see this one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
This woman says, I leak lady juice throughout the day, so I change my underwear 3 times a day.
Got a leak is what your problem is down
hey!
There.
The problem is, it's I don't know if the thread is broken,
and it leaks starting up at the top. You can kind of, if you
yeah, follow it.
You kind of see it up there.
Whoa, it's right from the back.
You see that?
Gonna be tough to get to.
I get some plumber's tape. Or
oh
something.
God! Oh God! I got a drop on it.
It's in your eyes. Yeah, you go to that eye washing station.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Just yeah, we'll tighten that up.
Oh, man,
my
huh?
My goodness, madam. You should get that checked.
Oh, my goodness, madam.
I mean, is it, like, sexy?
I'm gonna say no. I'm going to say it's just...
Is it incontinence, or...?
No. Probably just the dreaded discharge.
Oh.
Oh. Don't call it that.
The dreaded...
Don't call it
I
that.
I mean, that is what its name is.
Mm. Lady juice sounds much better than dreaded
Not
discharge.
As good. I don't know. I don't know if I like that term.
I don't like juice for the term.
What would
juice.
You like?
I said I got my man juice.
Drippings?
No.
That reminds me of turkey.
Yeah.
Moisture?
It's not really a good term for it.
Yeah, there really isn't, huh?
You can't think of a good one?
Wetness.
Wetness. Lady wetness?
Your wetness.
Your lady.
Excuse me, your wetness.
Wetness it is.
Your lady do.
Feminine moisture?
Oh, you very
feminine moisture.
You know, just go clinical with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's real clinical.
Just go yes. clinical.
I have a lot of feminine moisture.
Yeah,
I'm a lady,
okay,
I'm gonna
yes.
give, I'm going to... so many things I can't say.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. But I do like calling someone your wetness.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Your wetness.
One call before we move on to Ozzy. Hi, Ozzy. Good morning.
Good morning, penis and balls, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, penis.
I had a quick story about my buddy growing up. We used to call him Sir Smells a Lot. He actually had it's unfortunate. He actually had a condition that was passed down, I guess, through his father, where anytime he would get excited or like riled up, he would excrete this smell through his pores. It was like a mix, like a smelly child's diaper and like a skunk. It was some awful hybrid. It wasn't necessarily anytime he sweated. It was anytime, you know, he's a clean kid. He just...
When he would get excited.
He'd just get excited and it was just smell. And I always wondered what it was. And I sat him down one day. He's like, yeah, you have this condition. I was like, that stinks, man.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, dude. I've mentioned it on the show before, but I worked with a lady years ago who had a natural, that fish body odor that some people get. There's a term for it. I forget what it is. But she'd try and cover it with cologne, and her perfume was just horrible. You couldn't be in the same room close to her.
One of my classes in college was like that, and the girl sat at the front, and it was like 20 rows, and then everyone sat 20 rows and up. Like, that's how bad it was. And you feel bad for somebody, but right. You can't.
By the way, apparently lady wetness is called gruel, officially.
That's what everybody keeps saying.
Gruel.
You should have seen some of the other terms.
That was like a medieval dinner dish.
I know, it does, doesn't it?
More gruel for you.
Would you like some porridge, me lord, or maybe some gruel?
Girl drool.
I don't know, it's girl drool.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's not the technical term. I thought that was like an actual...
No?
Yeah, I thought it was medical.
I thought it was medical.
Just call it clam sweat.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.